We'd like to thank our sponsors, A&H Provisions. For all of your kosher delicatessen needs, go to kosherdogs.net and 30% off of your first order with promo code MODI. Also, Whites and Luxembourg, the law firm that not only does well, they do good. Whitesandlux.com.
Welcome to And Here's Modi.
Hi, everybody. Hope you had a good week since the last episode. We are in the studio still with Periel and
Taylor Williamson.
Taylor Williamson, which I enjoyed so much in our last episode. We're keeping him from a part two of Taylor Williamson. But now he's wearing his San Diego Naval Base hat.
Well, I thought we're like changing outfits. So like, yes. People don't know that it's the same.
Recording. I changed underwear between the two shows.
That's where you went. Yeah. Can I tell you, this is like Johnny Carson, like saying, get over here on the couch. But I was already on the couch. But
you're on the couch.
This is a high honor. Has this ever happened? Just tell me it hasn't. Never happened.
Never.
It never happened.
You really mean that? Just say yes.
No.
No, you're not following the rules.
We had Arthur Luxembourg and he didn't move. We just kept taping another episode, which ended up being better than the first one, some people say. And we had, who else did we keep?
Dina. It is reserved for special guests.
You're in very good company.
But it's not, you don't feel bad for me. This is because you're like.
I really enjoyed you.
No. We've kicked people.
And not because just because it was done. Like, we felt it was done. I felt like we have so much more to go with you. You're so entertaining.
I'm honored. Hey, you ever do like morning radio? And then like, they're like, I've had this, so like, I go to some city local radio. And then they go, hey, if they like you, they keep you on for another segment, you know?
Yes.
And then you do one segment, they go, well, thanks for being here. And like, I guess I'm not one of the. So this is high honor.
Wait, you do. Live morning, you go to the station, live
back
morning radio?
Back in the day. Before COVID.
Before 1980. I used to do that.
Yeah.
Used to go, you show up at the town a day before and like 8 a.m. you are with the guys doing the morning traffic.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there at 8 a.m. and be funny.
Yeah.
Now it's all recorded, pre-recorded. Like we do Zooms and like, and you do all that stuff before. And no one's listening. Who the hell is in their car listening to the news at on their drive to work anymore? You have Spotify, you have SoundCloud, you can be your own DJ. Who wants to hear or am I wrong?
I think it's from what I see is I think there's people who hold on to what they've been listening to for years, and I can't imagine a new show hitting. But
I don't think any of the three of us have any idea what it entails to get in your car in the morning and commute to work.
True. You're right. I will say that.
We're probably.
I do once in a while see old. I'm in a taxi or an Uber that's like an old school person, and they have 1010 Winds. It's this like AM radio station that just like everybody listen to because they gave you the traffic every 20 minutes. So like, and the weather.
Right.
I never understood that. Like, my father's obsessed with the traffic and the weather. Who cares?
Right.
Like, the weather's wrong 97% of the time.
Yep. And my aunt, when she moved to Florida, used to listen to 1010 Winds just to hear the traffic and the weather in New York. I'm not kidding you. My aunt Arlene Zichron Levracha, she passed away, but she used to, when she lived here and in Florida, she used to sit there and she had whatever channel that got you the New York stuff, and she used to listen to 1010 Winds. And you give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the world. Yeah. Can we discuss something, by the way? We touched on it the other day. Charlie, remember?
Yes.
There are some amazing ads out there. I think I got to start doing, that should be a thing of mine.
To redo old ads?
Yeah.
There are some amazing ones from like the 50s of like... that are so misogynist, like the woman, like with the vacuum. They're amazing, though, to like read those. I'm gonna find some for you we could reenact them.
Right. Now, what did we just watch that had real? I have not seen commercials. Like, again, we have streaming, so you don't have commercials anymore. But we watched something that had the Grammys. We watched the Grammys and it had commercials. What the hell? People think that people are that dumb.
Yes. Well, people actually people are that dumb.
Yeah.
I get when you have a celebrity talking about this product and the celebrity you can tell is calling it in. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, blah, blah, blah cups. I'll never use anything else. And you could tell the celebrity just picked up a fat $1 million check just to do it. But like these commercials today, people just like, just say, hey, this is what this does. And it's pretty good at it and move on. Not this whole song and dance. I was wondering why I was so home so late because my blah, 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 blah was horrible. Horrible commercials, no?
Are you an alien?
Why?
Like, a little bit.
He doesn't know what the world is like. It's adorable. People, like they have commercials, like MyPillow. You know MyPillow?
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Isn't he a
nightmare? I think he's the he's an insane person that has, wow. Yeah. Can we talk about the MyPillow guy? What's his name? Adolf Eichmann? What's his name?
I don't know.
Some whatever. Yo, he... Talk about riding a wave of mishigas, which we discussed before. This guy with his pillows, now he has sheets, then he has slippers, then he has robes, and he has everything, and the Jesus cross. And you see the picture behind him? It's Jesus with a lion.
Have you seen that?
Michael James Lindell.
Yeah, Mike Lindell. The full-blown
He was on top of the world before
conspiracy
he got into the Trump
theorist.
Thing. He was crushing it. He was superstar. He was like an inspirational story. I don't know if he was on Oprah or what, but he
Was
like
a crackhead. Yeah.
No, really?
That was his whole shtick. It's like, I remember going on a radio show in Minnesota, and he was like a local, he was a big deal. Like, we had Mike Lindell's calling in. And like, but he's a goofy guy who came from sad stuff and started this huge company, and it'd be this goofy commercials you see on TV, like whatever my pillow is, okay, whatever. Then he got into the Trump thing and he wrote that thing, but he wrote it into the, like, he's Fox News won't have him on anymore. He's going out of business.
Is he really?
Yeah, but he's like a not well.
No. I'm reading
maniac.
About him.
He's not well.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is not like really Mashiach energy, but I actually want your opinion about this.
Yes.
I'm so worked up about this situation. Okay, so first of all, let's start with the fact that we did an event for the Rebuilding the Kibbutzim project.
Yes.
We've been collecting toys with Ali Weiss Jewelry. We raised $6,000.
Wow.
Thank you. I don't take the credit for it. I'm just putting this out here as like the background facts. We have sent over $30,000 of items to soldiers directly. And we have 100 boxes sitting in storage of toys that we are going to bring over to Israel. In addition to this, I have been making Am Yisrael Chai sweatshirts, which are, first of all, a fortune to make. I'm like hand wrapping them. And I'm doing it because people love them and to be nice.
Yes.
They're $136, which as far as I'm concerned is a fucking bargain.
Okay.
I got a message on Instagram from somebody I do not know. Hi, I sent you a message many days ago and have yet to receive an answer because I deleted the message. How come this costs a, all caps, ridiculous amount of money? Are folks really paying $136 for a sweatshirt? Where does the money go?
What did you answer?
I didn't.
Here's what you answer. Your mother never loved you. That's all you have to answer. Yeah. Don't ever give in. Are you crazy? That gets you worked up. Delete or just write back. Your mother
just
never loved
block
you.
Him.
That's it. That block and that's it. Block.
This has me so like.
Why because does that make you crazy?
First of all, I don't owe you an explanation. I could charge $3,000 for a sweatshirt if
don't
I want
pay.
To.
Right. Just don't buy it.
Right.
Yeah. Just
how dare you assume that, like, you have the right to, like, ask, like, you go into, like, Costco and say, like, where is the money for these televisions going? Like, who are you?
Yeah. Right.
Where is this entitlement coming
look
from?
Look at how angry she got you. What a shame.
It's a guy.
It's a guy.
I think it's a guy.
You think it's a guy? What makes you think it's a guy? What makes
well,
you
I don't want to.
No.
There's a picture of somebody who looks like what used to identify traditionally as male.
So they. Let's just go they. Let's just go they. And that's
yeah, yeah, that's a man.
Well,
that's a bald man.
I mean, maybe.
Let me see.
You never know.
I'll make a picture. Look at how good I am. I make a picture and I'll blow it up even more.
Oh, now, yeah.
That is a man. What is wrong with
also,
you?
Also, like, the only thing about it is wrong
you
with
can't
you.
Assume gender.
I mean, that's a bald man.
That's a bald man with a gut and glasses.
It's essentially, she saw a picture of Larry David. She's like, I don't know.
It's literally.
No, Larry David is sexy.
A broke Larry David is what this is. And
you I'm asking because I know you probably get. And you probably do too, like messages all the time.
They're most hateful, awful, scummy. The internet's terrible out
you
there.
You just ignore them?
I try not, I have to be numb to it because, I mean, I post a Jewish thing and I get, the, I mean, you, that's a whole other category of stuff, but like I posted, I feel like it's, I'm hesitating because it's so redundant. Like I imagine this is, you must get this stuff. Anyways, but I posted like after the October 7th attack, before Israel went into Palestine, I posted, I was just like, what's the thing I can post that is the least problem causing things? Because even just posting hashtag Jewish, I get hate, you know?
Right.
So I I posted sending love to my friends in Israel hearts. I was like, you can't, no one can, because it hurts me when I get, it messes me up when I get like anti-Semitism online. Like it makes me, it breaks my heart and it makes me, it's terrifying, you know? And because I feel bad about the world. Like, and I'm not, my feelings aren't hurt, but I'm like sad for the world, you know? And then I have people who write back to me months later who saw that post on my stories and they don't follow me.
Right.
But every time I post something, they go, they're calling me a Nazi, right. Calling me, you could, all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I just have to go numb and.
Numb? Who was, these are nothing people. We got, this guy's poor soul. What a mess.
Yeah.
We get people looking for cheaper tickets. There's no cheap, nothing.
You know what
cheaper.
I should write back?
What?
I should write back, if you can't afford $136 and you want a sweatshirt, why don't you tell me what you can afford and I'll send
God
you
God forbid,
one.
You're going to engage this human being into your life?
That felt like Mashiach energy.
Insane?
You just inspired me to like...
Oh my
A lot of people, this is the cliche thing is of comedians write back to like trolls. A lot of times they go, hey man, I was just being silly. I'm a big fan. He's a sad person who wants
100%.
He's a 100%. Sad person. He's a sad person who wants attention.
Correct.
It might not be evil. This doesn't sound evil. He's probably like a liberal person who's caring about whatever. He's a well-meaning dumb person, you know? So that is a nice...
Well,
he's also, there's probably misogyny wrapped in there too, though, because he sees you're a woman doing something and I'm just...
How'd you get that from?
Why are you asking me? You're looking at me.
Why did you see misogyny in there?
Because men talk to a woman in a way that more likely than they'll talk to a man.
That's
with
true.
A lack of kindness.
Not even kindness.
The opposite. I talk nicer to a woman because she's a woman.
Right, but you're a great guy, though. From what I know, I don't know.
He is a great guy. I thought you would be proud of me with that response. That's such Mashiach energy.
To not respond.
No, to say if you can't afford this, just tell me how...
No, your time is so special and precious between your child and your husband and your career. You're going to now engage him and then he's right back what he can afford. And then you're going to tell him this and that. I'll meet you at 30, meet you at 40 and send it back. Let it go.
I was just trying to be nice.
Do you write back to all your nice messages? Do you ever skip a nice message?
I try to always like do
at least a heart. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, love back at you. I do. And listen, this when my time on Instagram is not going through stuff. I go through my comments, people what they comment on my things, and read them, and sometimes look at their profile and see a face and a child, their kids and the family. And it makes me happy, and I'll send a heart. I'll send love back at you, and I mean it. Yeah, I would never deal with that.
I get, for me, I go, because I get nasty comments, and then as a comic, I want to outwit them and make them feel stupid, because I have that, you know what I mean?
You do
like,
have that,
feel the heckler,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you know what? Kind of siding with Modi, you know what? If I can't write back to all the nice comments, I'm not going to write back to the one, we all comics, we see the one out of 100 that's negative, right. And want it right back.
Right.
It is giving your loving energy to negativity when it should be focused on love. But...
Before we began, we never do politics here, but it's getting good. It's getting good. Nikki Haley posted a picture of Donald Trump and Joe Biden, in the ad, like for Grumpy Old Men, which is a movie that was out like many years back with
Walter Matthau. Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
Right. And it's pretty, she's like, if Trump is getting laughs and jokes, let me get on this bandwagon. They're picking it up on it. And Joe Biden doesn't know what day it is anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And poor thing. And Donald Trump is just, wow. Wow, wow, and wow. No?
What, we had a psychic on the Comedy Cellar podcast, and she said that neither Trump nor Biden is going to actually, are going to run.
Not really? Run.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody else entirely.
Something, there's time. We have time between now and November. Yeah.
Have you seen Dean Phillips? Oh my God, dude. This fascinating dude. He's a congressman from, I don't know what state. He's Jewish. He's like 50-something. He's running for president as a Democrat. And he was on Bill Maher's show, if you look it up, and you can see like a quick interview with him. And fascinating, kind, thoughtful guy, voted pro Joe Biden. But yeah, he just takes the point of view of, we need someone younger. He did his thing. We love Joe. He did a great job. But like, he's, I vibe with every single thing he says. Like, fascinating dude.
There should be age limits on the presidency. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
On that now.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to like look up his Bill Maher interview and like just like if you wanted a 5-minute sample of who's this Jewish guy who's 50 something.
That's what we did with you, not the 50 something.
But it's shock value and it's a comedy. You are about to hire somebody to be hire, vote for somebody to be a
hire.
President.
You're, right.
You're going to be looking at them for 4 years, and they on your feed, on your news, or whatever you get, you're going to be looking at them. And I think even though his policies are probably better for the world, Joe Biden or Trump, it's you got to interact with this thing.
This thing.
This you got to interact with this president, and. It's someone should be, if I was running for president, A, there'd be gays involved for looks and aesthetics and what things should be like when you get, where the flags should be. Trump for sure has gays working for him. That is for sure. Because his stuff is set up nice. I will tell you also, Donald Trump would, one of the worst, did we ever talk about this? One of the worst things about doing comedy, besides travel, travel is number one in the worst part of doing comedy. When you do a photo shoot for pictures, for promos, you know, you get in front of a photographer and you got to start, hey, give me this, give me that, change your outfit, give me this, give me that, so they can do promo posters and all that stuff. And Trump, when he did that picture for his jail picture, whatever that, not the jail picture, the
mugshot.
The mugshot killed it. Leo directs me. Leo, this is great. Oh, hey, look back, look forward, come, look away, look to the camera, look at that. Someone gave it to Trump and he looks just like James Dean in it.
What?
Don't tell me no. Don't you both tell me no. Someone told him what to do. There's no way he just hit it like that.
There is no way that there is a gay dressing.
For sure, there's gays working on Trump's campaign. Nikki Haley needs to make sure she gets some on hers because she's repeating outfits. Are you guys ready for this? Ready? Ready? One, two. And how do we do this for the camera?
We'll pull it up.
So here's Donald Trump's mugshot.
Cut it in.
And here's James Dean.
Oh,
Trump,
my.
Dean. Someone told him what to do.
Do you know that, like, if you told this to Trump, he would have you, like, he would... Have you posted this? He would, like, retweet it? Like,
no, but it was just something that was so obvious to me. I'm very good at, whenever I watch TV with Leo or something, I see somebody say, oh, that's who he looks like. And he's like, oh, my God, you're right. Yes, he did that.
So, it's really true. Did you see that picture?
That he was James Dean?
Yeah.
But you're, like, I can do this with my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't look like Elvis. He's doing, like, the same.
So
is he attractive?
That was the worst comparison of anything that could have ever been that you could have come up with. For that picture to happen, with Donald Trump, first of all, you need to, that's a picture where you have to look away and then look up and hit the camera like this. That takes effort. It doesn't just happen.
Can you do it into the camera?
I kind of did it now. You know when Leo owned a photo studio when he had models. When they hire the models, the reason they hire certain models is because there's no angle that's bad for them. Mm-hmm. Whenever that camera goes off, they look amazing. No matter if the picture is not something with the clothing is off, but the face is one thing they never have to worry about.
Right.
He taught me that. He taught me that. Donald Trump looks like ass in a million different pictures, but this picture he nailed. Someone directed that picture. There's no way that just
okay.
happened.
Okay, I'm buying it. I'm really thinking about.
And the other thing that I was saying, so if you're running for president, you need to have gays to make sure things look good.
Yes.
And you need to have comedians. Someone should be on your thing to make sure there's a joke comes out. Hey, Nikki Haley speaking. Let me hear the joke of the day from her. Hey, this one speaking. Something from them. Something funny. You got to hit them with. And maybe Nikki Haley's on that now. Like, oh, we got to bring comedy into this election.
I think that you're onto something here.
And be nice to the Jews.
Yeah.
And be nice to the Jews. Let me tell you something. Anybody running for president, if you look at history, hire historians if you're going to be president, and look what things have gone wrong in the world in history. And whenever you kill and hurt the Jews, it never works out for you. It doesn't work out for you. Is this no?
No.
Engineer, the only guy that's not Jewish in the room. Do you agree or no?
Wolf, do you agree that you should be kind to the Jews?
Should be kind to everybody. Should be kind to everybody. But let me rephrase that. Be kind to everybody, but don't extra crap on the Jews because it never works out well.
Listen, I don't think...
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, no, it never works out well.
It never works out well.
Yeah.
It never works out well for you.
It's like a complicated topic because like Kanye West is experiencing this, you know?
Yeah.
And because he can't get bookings. He's just complaining he can't get booked at arenas now. He just sold out an arena in Chicago, but he publicly said, I can't get other bookings. And because they're blackballing him. But then like the ironic joke of it all is it feeds into their narrative that Jews run everything or control everything. So it's kind of like a joke, you know? Like it's like, you don't say Jews control everything, but if you do, you're never working again, you know?
I heard some crazy gossip I heard of something that happened at the Grammys with Kanye that no one knows about. He said something bad to somebody who's Jewish wearing a yarmulke, and that person beat him up. Oh. And then they asked, should we call the police? He goes, no, don't call anybody. He wanted to not go. This could be all... This is my podcast. I can say whatever the hell I want to say, and this is something someone fed me, so...
Wow.
How many degrees of separation?
It's a very, very good source.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I assumed it was.
I would
was.
Never just throw this out.
Listen, I have to tell you that...
What are you doing right now? What are you... What is it? What is your body just... What is this?
She got excited. She's just...
No. I'm
actually... She adjusted her jewelry. She's doing
I am very upset about Kanye West because I loved him so much.
Yeah.
And I listened to his music on loop
forever.
My 10-year-old loved him, and it's really upsetting.
It's horrible everything he said, but you know, I listened to the Cat Williams podcast
Cat is the best.
With who? Club Shay Shay. I watched it. I thought I was going to do a Cat Few. I watched all 36 hours of it.
Same thing happened.
First of all, there's no bigger fan in the world of Cat Williams than me.
And me.
There is nothing I can watch over and over. Take like a little hit of weed and watch Cat Williams. Leo says, I've never seen you laugh so hard.
True.
I just cannot. He kills me.
He's a genius.
And he's a little, he's a little bit, I don't want to say words, a little bipolary on this interview. Engineer? Manic, for sure. I didn't want to say. But when he said, he's not well. Kanye West is not well. What do you expect from a not well person?
There are lots of people who are not well, who are not.
But his unwellness came out against Jews. That's where his unwellness
came out against.
formatted against.
But no,
he could have also, he could be unwill and also hate Jews at the same
time. Yes.
I don't think mental, I think it's maybe dismissive to mentally ill, but it could be.
There are plenty of mentally ill people who aren't hurling like rabid anti-Semitic remarks.
He just did Bill Maher's podcast, and Bill Maher did a press release saying, I'm not releasing it because I'm not going to be a part of this.
Kanye
is a Variety magazine. He did an interview and he said, he said, anti-Semitic.
What is it? A new brand? my bag is Gucci and my shoes are Kanye.
That was
Kanye. Wait.
Are you sure?
Wait, so Bill Maher didn't.
He's publicizing it. He's like,
I'm
not going to be up. He doesn't want to be a part of
this whole mishigas.
Yeah.
This whole mishigas.
I mean, like Mel Gibson drinks, and being drunk doesn't make you anti-Semitic, you know?
That's right.
That's where it comes out. But drinking, and then Mel Gibson is anti-Semitic.
Right.
And when you drink, shenichnas yain yotzeh sod, when wine comes in, out comes the secrets. So when he drinks, because it's in Hebrew.
This is like Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's like a word of the day. I love it.
That's so good.
That's so good.
We should do that.
Yiddish word of the...
How do you not?
Yiddish word of the day is amazing.
Okay.
But then you make your guests use it in a sentence. And you
Oh, my God. Can you always be on our podcast?
I would love to.
What's the Yiddish word of the day?
Give me a minute. I don't just throw
you
Yiddish.
You just did it.
Which
what
one?
That
was an expression. You know what? Let's do expression. I hate Yiddish words of the day. Expression. Shenichnas yain yotzeh sod. When wine comes in, out comes a secret. So now give me some situation you were ever in where you saw somebody drunk and a secret came out.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. Where does that come from?
You're putting me on the spot with a gnarly take. I can't think of...
I'll let that go. But that's the expression of the day, which we're not going to be doing. Shenichnas yain yotzeh sod. When wine comes in, out comes the secret. When you're drunk, your secrets come out. Mel Gibson, when he gets drunk, the fact that he's a big anti-Semite comes out. Kanye is mentally not well.
So what? So, he's still an anti-Semite. There are John Galliano, another anti-Semite.
But I'm not sitting here. I'm not sitting here. Oh, hilarious. I want to tell you that Taylor Williamson has become funnier doing our podcast.
Second episode, I'm funnier. The first one, I didn't know what to do. And the second one, I got comfy.
No, but I'm not sitting here defending Kanye, but he's sicker. He's just a sick person. And when you're sick, things happen. I'm not defending him. Whatever. He's a big anti-Semite. Done. Shine.
He's very talented.
Talented as all hell. Yes.
So it comes back to our Bill Cosby conversation, really.
Yeah.
No. Let's not go there. We've moved on.
Is there anyone you want to have on your podcast?
I want to have Taylor Williamson, now that I can say your name.
Can I tell you, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Why is almost every time I'm brought on stage, people have trouble saying my name?
It's not an easy name.
What is wrong with it? It's Taylor, is the ur with the wu? Is that what it is?
Taylor's a very hard word.
People call Taylor Williamson. People have
Taylor. Taylor.
You know my Hebrew name?
What's your Hebrew name?
I think it's kind of hacky. Like, I got it, like, later in life. Because my mom was, like, trying to get me more Jewish when I was, like 8 or 9,
You got your Hebrew name later in life?
I What do you want from me? I'm being honest, and you're attacking me.
I love it. Not attacking at all. I'm
being vulnerable, and I get ashamed for it.
You feel attacked all the time.
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah.
I'm here completely. Why do you keep looking at your jewelry?
Because I got a new bracelet yesterday.
Are you filming a Zales commercial? What are you doing over there? I've never seen... She's sitting like this, and she's like...
Because we did the jewelry.
I don't understand. You're throwing me off, completely distracted. She's sitting here with this movement I've never seen before. 100 episodes, I've never seen her do this. What's wrong with you?
I got this.
What the hell is that?
It's a bracelet that goes into a ring.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you. I've
never seen anything like that.
It's beautiful. You've never seen that before?
The whole deal, no.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Where were we before?
I was going to tell you my Hebrew name.
But no, I was saying, I didn't say
I was
say,
circumcised
like,
when I was 32.
You what? When were you
circumcised? When I was 32.
No, you weren't.
How do you know?
No, because, I'm a silly guy. Because if it was true, you'd have done your regular Taylor Williams. I was 32 years old. I said that late circumcision.
I said it too confidently and proudly.
Yeah. So hold on. Why did you get your Hebrew name later?
I didn't get it when I was. I don't know.
And what is it?
You know, like, so Jewish boys get their Hebrew name at the bris. The mother and the father, at the circumcision, the mother and the father do not discuss with anybody else what the name is going to be. And at the bris, they say, and his name will be known amongst the Israelites as, and then they say, Avram ben Yosef, Avram, the son of Joseph, the father's name.
Right.
There are amazing videos where they mention the name of the kid, and like a mother-in-law or a grandmother freaks out. Are you crazy? You're not naming him after that. You better not. Oh my God, that's not his name. They make really a whole thing. Freak out. There's YouTube videos of this.
It's amazing.
That's when you get your Hebrew name. So why'd you get yours much later?
My parents got divorced. My dad wasn't religious. My mom wasn't religious. And then I think later on, my mom wanted to make me more Jewish. And
what was your Hebrew name?
So the rabbi goes, it was like a Reform synagogue. And he goes, Tal Or.
Tal Or. That's your first name and your middle name?
I don't know.
Tal Or.
My name's Taylor, but Tal Or.
That's like, beautiful.
But it's very nice.
When I went to Israel, people made fun of me because it's a girl's name.
No, it's not.
Tal goes either way.
But I was told it's a girl's name, anyways.
They told you wrong. Who told you?
This bunch of the military people on my bus. They laughed.
That's who you're listening to. Oh, on your bus in Israel.
Yeah.
Tal is a girl's name and a boy's name.
So is Or.
Thank you. And it means light, maybe, or something?
It means dew. Tal means dew, and Or means light.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I just think it's...
But dew, not just the when the grass is wet in the morning. It also, it's a sign of prosperity.
Not like do or do not.
Oh, I was like, oh, it's beautiful. Like, do you light? Like, do you good?
No,
like,
do. Tal, it's like the do in the morning do, but it's also a sign of prosperity because you want to have do because it's good for the crops and whatever. I may be making that up. Again, I can do that. It's my podcast.
Yeah, like you might not even be speaking Hebrew, but I believe everything you say.
Right. I just made that up. I have no idea what
that
means.
Is that true?
In the Jewish religion, if you say things confidently and throw in Hebrew and say the verb in Hebrew, people just think, absolutely.
Yeah.
Moshe was heilich. He was going. Moshe was going. So now then it makes you sound like you know, like it's so insane. Or you can just say anything like you're quoting from from some kind of text, and just people. I've never seen you sit like this before.
What do you mean? Because you know what? Because I'm usually not sitting across from you. I'm usually sitting next to you, and Leo's sitting.
Right, there. But you're also not. I've never looked at your hands.
Well, because you made me so paranoid. Before we did the 92nd Street Y interview, he sent me a video of an interview.
Don't mention who that was.
And he said, and for those of you who are listening, I am crouched down in my seat like this. This was the posture of the, he goes, don't sit like this.
I sent her a video of somebody that we know and at doing a podcast type of interview, and they were both slouching the way she just was. I said, "This is the opposite of what we need to look at." And this is, by the way, this new chair that, about again, thanks again to WTF that this new chair that it's giving me life.
Am I okay? Am I?
You are. You are. But you want to be,
yes,
you don't want to look slouchy.
I don't, I'm a little slouchy.
I've never seen anybody fit into a corner the way you did.
Thank you.
You really look great there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love it for you.
Thank you. Oh, still, that's not good. That's never good.
That expression, I love that for you?
Yeah, that's like.
Horrible expression, right?
But it's a little demeaning.
But it fits the, it does
fit. It's
like
for you, for me, I don't know.
I love it for you. I love that for you.
Yeah,
I love that for you.
There's nothing good in that.
That's funny.
Yeah. By the way, I have a new bit. I'm dying to talk about it. No, I'm not. I want to save it for the stage. But it was like, I was in the hospital yesterday, and just the whole procedure, I can't. It's such a good bit. I was so blown away that it came to me. I was just doing it. I called everybody just to do the bit on the phone with them. It was just, I'm not going to blow it on the podcast. That's observational comedy, ladies and gentlemen. That's what observational comedy was. Anyway.
Oh, I feel like I thought of a new joke. Oh, I haven't worked out the joke yet, but there was a girl on the subway on my way here who had like a baby stroller.
Yeah.
You know how they have like dogs in them?
Yes.
And I look over and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm going to curse. I was like, is that a fucking rabbit in that thing? I'm like, there's no way. Like, am I seeing like an ear or something? And I look over and this girl has two rabbits.
Yeah.
In a baby stroller on the subway.
When you fly, the amount of times I fly during the year,
yeah,
you now understand that these new emotional support animals, rabbits, are in the rotation.
You've been seeing rabbits.
We were in first class.
No.
Look over, and this woman who looked unwell. She looked unwell. She was wearing an old, like, Chanel shirt, but, like, I could tell by the buttons, but it's like it was time to retire it, and she was wearing a Bulgari watch. She had and a rabbit, and I was watching her, and the rabbit sat on her lap, and she played with it the
Come
whole
on.
Time.
Stop.
Not well. She was not well.
How old was she?
She was, I would say, 50. No, late 50s, maybe early 60s.
Was it in a cage?
It began in a Sherpa bag. Which, you know what that is? That's the bag that has like the holes all around it.
Ew.
And she sat there with a rabbit.
Was it like one of these giant rabbits?
It was a regular sized rabbit.
Yeah.
It was a regular sized rabbit. It fit completely perfectly in her lap. So,
first of all, those things shit like every 12 minutes.
That's what I was wondering. A cat and a dog you can train. Can you train a rabbit to not poop and cock everywhere?
No.
I wonder, because have you seen these rabbits that are huge?
I'm obsessed with those.
I haven't seen a huge rabbit.
There's like rabbits that are bigger than you imagine.
No.
Yeah.
They're called like giant. I have that guy.
They're like bizarrely, like they'll.
Giant.
Those listening to us, when you say thank you very much for your podcast, sometimes it just helps me numb my head. This is one of those podcasts. We're just numbing your head. We're not hitting anything specific.
This is important.
But we, oh my God. That's the biggest rabbit I ever saw in my life.
I think it'd be like 20 pounds.
Oh my God.
Wait, I'm going to find
out. Now that we're here with last episode was with Taylor
Williamson.
You see, I can't say your name.
It's hard, yeah.
Taylor.
But you know why he's projecting? You got to go one name because two names are hard for him.
No, but wow. If you Google big rabbits, you'll see this. Wait. I just got caught with your name.
Yeah.
Taylor Williamson.
Yeah.
You have to really stop and
yeah.
Taylor. But I like Tal.
So I was going to ask, is that like, I use the word like hacky, like to give your, is it common for a Jewish, because my brother Trevor, his Jewish name's Adam or whatever, right?
What kind of Jewish names are these Taylor and Trevor?
I'm Taylor John Williamson. My mom's Goldberg though, you know, like. What do you want from me?
Where's your mom from?
Chicago.
Who named you?
I don't know. The father.
No, the reform rabbi from some shul, Taylor.
My Jewish name is from a reform rabbi. My normal name is from my parents.
Taylor and Trevor are Jewish names?
No. My Jew names are my Jewish names.
Is that the same guy who got you the Jew jacket?
Talo is a beautiful name. And you should, by the way, a name is very strong.
But it's, you're helping, I'm really grateful for this, but it's not hacky to have your Jewish name be so similar to your normal name?
Not at all. Not at all. Everybody named Barry because his Hebrew name is Beryl.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this
Shlomo,
is news to me.
Shlomo is Solomon. Stephen is Shimmy. It's,
they
yeah,
try.
Yeah,
it's Barry,
but, you try, so it's not that different. Yeah.
And Talor is a name?
Talor is 100%. It's actually two names.
That's why I thought they just took two names. Like I thought it was like, so it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh, this is great
news. It's beautiful. My name is.
And what's your father's Hebrew name?
He's not a Jew.
What's your father's name?
Doug. I'm sorry.
Doug.
So
your name's like Jennifer. There's no Jennifer in Hebrew. So they give you like Pnina. It's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with anything.
That's right. That's what I wanted. I thought.
No. I think you want it.
I'd like the coolest Jew.
By the way, do you know, and back to the conversation of you losing your last name, which is just your name in general. Mm-hmm. There's expression in Hebrew, Shinui Makom, Shinui Mazal, Shinui Shem, Shinui Mazal.
Voila.
When you change your, when you.
I was about to say this. It's funny. We have the same thought with your friend. It's like crazy. I'm sorry. I swear. I didn't mean to talk over you. I apologize. It was rude of me.
You can use that as your clip from this.
Okay, then.
You can use that as your clip.
That's the clip.
Wait, there's a big thing in Hebrew also. When you change your name, when you change your mm-hmm. change location, you change your luck. You change your name, you change your luck too. You know, Adin Steinsaltz. Adin Steinsaltz, you guys don't know who that is. He was one of the first people that translated the Talmud. A genius. He was very depressed. His name is Steinsaltz, which is a rock of salt.
Mm.
And the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, told him to change his name to Simcha, which, again, I think this is a true story. If it's not, it's okay. It's my podcast. he changed his name to Simcha. You can also do Chizuk Shem. You can strengthen your name. Yeah. It's also a thing. Yeah, did I beat you to that one also?
No, you were trained here well.
No, I speak Hebrew.
She speaks Hebrew. No, she speaks Hebrew.
I thought this was from 100 podcasts. You really like learned it.
Periel speaks Hebrew, but she doesn't speak like yeshivish.
He speaks Yiddish too. Right.
Sometimes, but we speak like with terms from the Jewish religious world.
Right.
But
those I don't
Hebrew.
Know.
Yeah,
those I've know. Learned.
Yeah.
Those I'm learning.
I know like Shabbat Shalom.
It's good.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov is very good.
Listen, thank you.
That's very good.
And I know like Chai Beseret. Chai Beseret.
Chai Beseret. That's a Chai Beseret.
Chai Beseret. Wow.
Chai Beseret.
Chai Beseret. That's like someone's name. No. Chai Beseret means you live. Tell us what it means.
It's like, are you in the movies? Are we in the movies?
No.
Is that what it means? I had it verified recently.
No. Whoever verified it stinks. Chai Beseret is living. Chai.
Right.
Chai, life, beseret in a movie. So
I just said
when
no,
you're
that's literally what I just said. Are we living in the movie?
You're not in the movies.
He's
not
right.
The movies. He is living in a movie, like he's in his own world.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, Uchai Beseret. He's living in a movie right now that he is the protagonist and everything's going against him or for him. And he's
you're
in
delusional.
His own, delusional. Yeah. Is delusional.
No, you said like we're going to the movies.
No, I said we're going to the movies.
Living in the movies. But like, hey, this is a great thing. We're living in the movies. It's like the movies. It's a great movie.
Right.
My father always has the expression, Yom is a mamash masratim from the movies because everything in the movies was beautiful and perfect.
Right.
So that's why no uchai beset he's someone comes here. I can't believe they didn't do this for me and that for me and then I should have get this and this because I'm that and that. I go yo uchai beset. He lives in a movie that he should be getting all of this
delusional.
Stuff. Delusional.
Like him in the last episode when he's like, why doesn't your agent do all these things for you? Why don't they do
that? No, like, that wasn't uchai beset. It was. No.
I deserve that. I agree with you.
You deserve that.
Yeah. Thank you.
That should be in your seret. That should be in your movie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm empowered by my Jewish name. I'm empowered by what I deserve in business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tal Or.
Tal Or.
You're making me a better
light.
Man.
Or is light. And it's also like, it's Mashiach. It's a way of saying Mashiach energy. Or is, in Kabbalah, they speak of Mashiach energy in terms of Or, of light. So that's, and Tal is success too. So success, you should have success in bringing light to the world. Wow.
I really love that. Sincerely, yeah. Thank you both for...
How's that? That was good.
It's this great.
This is special.
I'm glad it turned out. It was a moment there that we weren't quite sure what direction it was going in.
Wait, what happened? What did I miss something?
No. TaylorWilliamson.com to find out all of his dates on his amazing new tour, which is different material than his special, which is out on YouTube called... Taylor Williamson at the Comedy Store, and
it's really good.
I'm getting good at this.
The first time he's like, "Who are you? Why are you here?" And then now he's like, "You know my Jewish name.
Yeah,
you know about me.
I know all about you.
You know when I was circumcised.
Baruch Hashem." and then I'm at modilive.com. Shows are all over the place. We are going to be in
San Diego, Dallas,
San Diego, LA, Dallas, Glendale, Detroit. In Detroit at the Royal Oak, the Paramount's going to be done by this. ModiLive.com. Just find a show near you or near a friend of yours and send them the link. Be the friend that brings the friends to the comedy show. That is Mashiach energy. Bring some laughter into your friend's life and just sit there and laugh with them. It's the best thing you can do. Periel.
I'm at Periel Ashenbrand on Instagram.
For now. Wow. And thank you all for listening and hope you had a good laugh or just a moment of having just numbing your brain for a little while. Thank you.